When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Who's under there, I wonder? I want to know, but I can't see. Who's under there, I want to talk about this and this safety. Who's under there, I wonder? I want to know, but I can't see. Who's under there, I want to talk about this and this safety.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Masked Singer Wrap-Up Podcast. We are back, folks. It is official. Season 6 is upon us, and we are here today to preview all of the contestants slash costumes that we know about thus far. We're here to draft them as well, and then maybe later, we're ready to talk some holy moly 3D and 2D for a minute. So definitely got a jam-packed podcast for you here today. I'm your host, Puya the Falafel Zanvakili. Ready to break all of it down. As always, I'm not alone. I'm here with my partner in all the things. It's Liana, the bifocals, Boris. Liana, how are you doing today?
Woo, woo, more like blue light glasses, baby. That's my aesthetic now. I'm doing fantastic. I am really excited to talk about this season. We have all the masks to go through. We've got a new twist that I want to hear your takes on. And just gearing up for Masked Singer season 6.
It really does feel like we went from not having, we had too much mask content for a while. It was like season 3, ooh, season 4, season 5, oh, yeah. Mask Dancer, oh my God. And then now it was a big gap. We're back with season 6 and something called The Alter Ego, which is also a show that's happening simultaneously with The Masked Singer. I'm getting a lot of Love Island and Big Brother crossover promotion vibes with the way they're promoting Alter Ego with The Masked Singer side by side.
Yeah, it's you know, look, The Masked Dancer, although is The Masked Dancer coming back at some point? Why do I think it is?
So they've mentioned it's not canceled, but they don't have a plan for when they're going to roll it out yet. But it's not canceled. Right. I did see an exec talk about it.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, this is then the next shot, I assume, because it's like right after. It's going to be airing right after The Masked Singer, right? So it's kind of like the follow-up show. If you're interested in The Masked Singer, you might be interested in Alter Ego, which is like kind of like The Masked Singer, I guess. But they're not like famous people, right? But they're also animated. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's basically people who want a chance at a singing career that may not have taken it. So in the preview I saw, there's like a little bit of gave up this opportunity to take care of my kids kind of vibe, and now I'm getting a second chance. And then they're given the ability to create their avatar similar to how one would create a sim, and that's what the judges will see on the stage as singers, and then that's where they go from there. And that's all the judges really know as well.
Okay. But like their alter egos are like really, like they have ridiculous names. Like one is called Dipper Scott. What's a Dipper Scott?
I don't know. It's not like The Masked Singer where like the costumes really have names, because the designs are whatever they chose to do. So like there's someone with like a blue mohawk, and then there's someone with like who is rocking a full unicorn kind of getup. So it really...
Oh, okay. They're like humanoid, but they're like video game looking humanoid characters. I see. Yes. I don't know why I thought they were not as human.
Yeah. No, and I think that's because The Masked Singer has done that to us. And they have their first humanoid costume this season. which we'll get into.
Who? What? On The Masked Singer?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about the baby?
Yes, it's just baby. There's no the.
Well, we discuss this every year. Is it the egg or is it just egg? We'll never know.
We'll never know. It's one or the other. But I'm very excited, Liana. So they've given us, so what we know is that there will be 16 performers, 16 costumes this season. And that counts everybody plus the wild cards.
Can you talk about how the season, like the format is going to look like? So 16 masks, but there's two groups. And then there's also, we're going to have the wild cards again, right?
Yeah. So here's how it's going to go. There's group A and group B. There's only two groups this season.
Okay.
And the premiere is going to be a double-double. Now, the way they explain this is night one, which will be September 22nd, that group A will perform for the first time. That night, two contestants will get unmasked. There'll be two unmaskings episode one. Okay. Then night two will also be the next day on Thursday, will be group A performing again, with two wild cards being added into the mix right out the gate.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. Yeah. So they're really like, they're going all in.
They're going full in on this one. And then group B will be a standard, I believe, just one, like a regular episode with just the group B performers performing once, nothing fancy or anything like that.
Hmm. Did they get a wild card?
Yes, I believe there's more. I believe there's four wild cards total.
My phone is ringing.
Why?
Oh, my mom's calling. Okay, sorry, Mom. I'll talk to you later. Okay, so back to The Masked Singer. So, yes, so we're talking about the structure. I think the other important thing to note is the fact that for groups A and B, there's only going to be one winner from each group, right? They're going to stay in groups A or group B the whole time, and then the finale will be just those two finalists, like the winner from group A and the winner from group B, which is ridiculous, by the way.
The big ridiculous part about it is that it's one of those things where we're not going to necessarily know if they were evenly placed. So that's going to be a problem where we've seen that in seasons prior, where it's like, oh, well, the sad fact is from this group, this person's going to make it through. And then from this group, out of these three, one of them has to leave. So,
I mean, theoretically, the best person would still win. You know what I mean? Because like, even if, let's say, the two best people are in group A, then arguably the winner from group A beats the winner from group B. So the ultimate, you know, winner is the best. But I they're keeping things moving. They're changing things up. So I can't really fault them too much for it. I'm just interested to see how it's going to go. And since that has kind of been a complaint of mine from the get-go, that I want the best people to move forward, but I understand why they have to do the groups. So it's just interesting that they're choosing to continue it all the way to the finale.
Right. And also to clarify on the number of contestants. So by the second night, second episode, we will know all the contestants because only one contestant is not revealed, and they'll be revealed as the second wild card on the second episode. There is not going to be any more contestants after that.
Okay. So they're just going to do the one. They're going to blow their load on the wild cards early.
Yeah, they're gonna, I think, and this probably comes on the heels of people being like, well, this person didn't make it past didn't have to go through two performances, Liana Boris. That's the person who complained about that.
No, it's not that I complained about it. I'm just saying, if you are gonna line up two people and give one person the win over the other, you need to consider how many performances they've given. But yes, I do hear that. I'm sure that could be in response, which is fine. I'm just happy that The Masked Singer is back overall. Like, what?
They listen to you. Yeah. I'm very stoked. I am very, very stoked on this season coming back. And honestly, it looks just as ridiculous as I thought. Now, before we delve any deeper, we're already about 10 minutes, closer to 10 minutes here on this podcast. Let me just give any new viewer, new listeners, and maybe refresh for the old listeners what we do here. So throughout the season, we come in once a week. We unpack that episode. We talk about the performances, the song choices, the outfits, the judges' comments. We talk about the clue packages, and we try and solve the mystery ourselves. We try and solve the mystery with guesses we have. And we did this last season. We're doing this again this season, where we will have vaulted guesses after the first impression for each person, and we'll unveil them when they get unmasked. Now, The important thing to note here is that we do not use the subreddit. We do not use comment sections on any videos or anything because we're trying to remain unspoiled as possible. And we're trying to organically solve the mystery ourselves. So if you have a guess or a thought about who it could be and you think you figured it out, refrain from telling us so that we can keep a blind eye to it. We typically do a decent job on getting close to some of them. So I definitely do think we'll get there eventually, but it's just so that you are aware that we don't come in with spoilers. We don't come in with a knowledge of who anyone is. We just want to play the game alongside y'all. So that's what we'll be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're all by ourselves trying to whodunning in it together and sleuthing through the mess of clues that is the Masked Singer.
Foodle doo. I'm happy that guy's
here to change the game. Oh my God. I'm so excited. I think there's going to be another Cloodle doo, like a different type of Cloodle doo. Yeah. I don't know where I saw that. I hope so. I hope they have a theme song also. Here to change the game. A Cloodle doo. Ha, change ya.
I don't want it.
I like it. I've decided to adopt Cloodle do now.
Cloodle don't, please.
Cloodle, oh no, she better don't.
Welcome. Oh, it feels so good to be back. This is
feels
classic.
Like the Masked Singer.
Yep, this is it. This is it right here. All right. Okay. So there's one other new aspect to the game that we should touch on before we dive into talking about these costumes. Here is there's a new element in the game, a new format. So aside from the fact that Liana's mentioned already that we go from group A all the way to one person, group B all the way to one person, and then they face off. There's two things actually. One thing that I did read is that for the first time ever, the finalists will perform duets with the judges. So I believe Nicole and Robin will be doing a duet with these, Yeah. And I've saw this on one of many articles that I've read. I don't know which one at this point to cite it. Yeah. So I did read that. The second thing, and this one is more popular because it's come up a lot more. We are going to have something called the Take It Off Buzzer this season. Now to elaborate, because that's a wild name for a buzzer. What happens here is that let's say we're in week three and Nicole Scherzinger is like, I 100% know who that is. That is Chevy Chase. It's like, okay, that's Chevy Chase. I know it's, I don't know why. That's Chevy Chase. She can hit the take it off buzzer and say that. She can be like, I think this is Chevy Chase. If she is correct, the costume, who she believes to be Chevy Chase, has to immediately unmask and is out of the competition. Like instant elimination. If they get solved out, okay? And in addition to her being right, she gets two extra points put towards her golden ear, which is the thing they really care about on this show. And the golden ear, for those of you who might be new to the show, is when the judges get a contestant correctly based on just that first clue package that they ever see.
Okay, so the first time I heard this, I was... as per usual, up in arms. Oh my God, I hate this. But then I thought about it more and I was like, look, we know the judges are in cahoots with production, I believe. My tin foil hat theory dictates. So I think they're going to end up using the take it off buzzer at a moment that's not going to be absolutely ridiculous because I don't know. Maybe after this last season, I'm more convinced that maybe the judges don't know who a lot of these contestants are. Cause I felt for a while that they were holding it back and it was like, oh, I have no idea who this is. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm just gonna throw out a bunch of guesses when really secretly on the inside, they knew who it was. And so I was nervous that with this twist, they were just gonna be like, oh, I know exactly who it is. Obviously Chevy Chase. So meh, take it off, you know, but I don't think it's going to be that way. I think it's going to end up being an exciting moment in the show. And I don't think it's going to end up being abused. Because when you use it once, you can only use it one time or something.
So I'm not sure about the using it of the one time. I can't imagine they're allowed to do it every week. And obviously the plus two is incentive for them to do so. But the flip side is if they get it wrong, it's minus two on their score. So they stand to lose from it as well.
That's true.
It makes sense that it would be a one-time shot because they don't like if Jenny McCarthy gets plus six through three correct guesses, what fun is that for us if three people are just unmasked on the spot? And I'm curious because, you know, cahoots or whatever, this will hurt if someone gets guessed out early that is a good front runner. That would suck for sure.
Yeah, so, that would suck. That would totally suck. I mean, that's the other thing too, is like, I wonder if it's going to incentivize more of the contestants to kind of do what the Leopard did on his season, which was like, let me try to genuinely try to mask my voice and to try to have to do it throughout the competition. Because, oh my God, if it's like the front runner that gets sniped at the final six or whatever, I'm going to be so upset.
I can already picture that podcast. You coming in all mad, rah, rah, rah. This is nonsense.
Screw the buzzer. Stupid Jenny had to get 2 points. Yeah. Like, whatever. And look, I'm going in with a positive attitude. Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm very excited. And honestly, I can already picture Ken has -2 at some point. Like his total score will be -2. I can see it. I can envision it. It's 100% a thing that could happen. So one other thing before we dive into the costumes, Liana, and that is, let's talk about what, you know how every year they say, these are all the accolades that the contestants have combined. So here's what they have combined this
Ooh,
season.
How many toes?
85 Grammy nominations.
Damn.
27 Grammy wins. 12 Emmy nominations. 12 Razzie Award nominations. 3 Academy Award nominations. 2 Super Bowl appearances. And 2 Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Like, what type of Lifetime Achievement Awards?
If you click on the one that's on the wiki, it is...
From the Grammys?
It's various organizations. So it could be any... There are so many! Oh, my God. Yeah, you can... It could be the BBC Jazz Awards. It could be the Inspire Awards. The Mac Awards. The USENIX. What is that?
What?
Oh, that's a nonprofit organization, a membership association that supports advanced computing systems. Probably not going to be from there. There's a lot. It could be anybody, basically. That doesn't give me much at all.
Yeah, it's like ranging anywhere from like a Nobel Peace Prize all the way down to the Lux Style Award.
Is that like Lux, like the soap?
No, it's held annually in Pakistan since 2002, and it celebrates style in Pakistani entertainment industry. So, like, really, we got a wide array of potential options.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and assume that it's going to be one of the, like, the Emmy or the Golden Globes or the Grammys, one of them ones. But
yeah, but wouldn't they say Grammy? I guess if it's like two different ones, like what are they going to say? Yeah, they got a Lifetime Daytime Emmy whatever it is. What is it? A Lifetime Achievement Award? A Daytime Emmy Lifetime Achievement Award. They're not going to be like one of those. Oh, and we got one GMA Canada Lifetime Achievement Award. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like on this list is also the Nobel Peace Prize or the MBA Lifetime Achievement Award. So
yeah.
I mean, only 4 people have gotten the MBA one. So that would be a very small short list if they said MBA.
Huh. There's something called the Stardust Lifetime Achievement Award.
What's Stardust?
But then the article is like, there's like nothing in it.
Oh.
I want to win the Stardust Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, you've already
that?
Won the Masked Singer Rahap Up Lifetime Achievement Award. So
aww. Yeah, yeah, what look, I know where I belong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay,
you,
masks.
You achieved that award, Liana, because you Woo! Won the last draft. You had the Piglet on your team.
I did.
And the Piglet won.
I did. Ugh. Just I'm such a genius. I think I've won most of the drafts that we've done. You can draft everything else. I'm literally the only thing I'm good at as a mass singer.
See, it's very bothersome because I think I do better with the detective work throughout the season. I get all the good guesses, but then I lose the draft and it always upsets me more.
I don't know. What is equal to the Massinger draft is just pure luck. It's like rolling a thing down a Plinko board. You know what I mean? There's no skill involved in the draft.
Like it's okay. We're picking based on costume. So it's like whatever we find appealing in the costume or silliness is what we get.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
But anyway, so here's how we're going to go about doing this preview today. We're going to start the draft sequence. We're going to do picks. As we're doing pick-ins, we'll stop down and discuss that costume and what we think. And then I did watch the sneak peek, which did give us one clue for most of the costumes. So I'll present that one clue as well as we go along.
Okay, sounds good. So because I won the draft, I think you pick first, right?
I mean, you won the draft. You can make it whatever system you want. And we'll do A, B, A, B, A, B. So we don't get two picks back to back or anything.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll let you pick first. I'm curious to know who you're going to pick. I have a guess.
I hate that. All right. I hate
you don't
that so
guess
much.
First? Whatever you want. Whatever you want. I'll pick first.
Oh, really? Yeah. You pick first.
You want me to pick first? Okay. All right. I'm going to pick
the one I want.
Is it the Dalmatian?
No.
Are you bluffing?
No.
All right. I'm going to pick Mother Nature.
Oh, God. Okay, cool. Oh, my God. The Mother Nature. Oh, no.
Yeah. I love this costume. It's got a humanoid face, but the gown is really gorgeous. I love the way it's styled. I'm like super into plants right now, living out my millennial fantasy. And so I feel like Mother Nature would be a very fitting addition to my team.
All right. Yeah. So the Mother Nature costume is very much doused in plants. So it's like a wooden face with green eyes. And then it's like plant hair. So like a bush hair. And then it's a green, dark green dress. I actually like the dress. The face kind of scares me a little bit. It kind of looks like, you know, the mask from the Mask movie with Jim Carrey in it from the '90s. Giving me that energy a little bit. And
it's
the hair kind of
like
looks, the hair kind of looks dreadish, like dread.
Yes. She's got like little plant dreads.
Yeah.
Which is cute.
This is not that bad. Now that I'm looking at it up close, I'm not upset with this. It definitely looked a little bit scarier in the small picture.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think it's really pretty. I'm excited to have her on my team. I love the costume. I think she's going to be someone who is, I'm hoping, a good singer. I'm a little nervous for the mobility within the costume. It's not as bulky as like some of the other ones that we're going to talk about. So I think that she will have some movement, but it does look a little heavy. So that would be my only concern. I'm hoping that this is very much channeling Sun vibes, if that would be the closest comparison that I have. You know, Mother Nature, okay. Sun.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I'm very picking cool. Mother Nature.
And Mother Nature is all yours. I'll tell you this. Mother Nature, not one of the ones that they gave a clue for. So you are going to be left with no clue here for Mother Nature.
Ooh, I hope that means she goes far.
Hey, that's possible. It's possible. All right. So it's my pick now. And I feel like this is the reason why I didn't want to pick first is because I want this costume, but it's one of those where I have a sinking feeling that it's going to be like a first boot, you know, like one of them ones where it looks great and then it's going to suck for me.
Okay.
But I guess I have to pick it. Also, since you are the winner, you volunteered to take notes, which I do appreciate. So you're going to write down who has who in the draft.
All right, fine.
All right. I'm going to pick the mallard.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. The mallard was in my, I mean, I kind of made like a tier-ish list, and I would say the mallard is in one of my top tiers, but tell me why you wanted to go for the mallard.
The mallard looks very fancy and I liked it. It looked regal. It's got this like, it's okay. So first of all, it's got a cane and I love that. Mallard's got a cane, very cool looking. Okay. And then it's got this like turquoise jacket with like gold buttons on it. But then it's also got a chain on. Okay. And then it's got a little monocle and a very long top hat with feathers on it. Like, this is a very fancy Mallard and I love it.
Yeah, it looks dope. The feathers look expensive. Like, no chicken feathers here. It looks very much like, oh, well, I'm the Mallard. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It's very...
It's the monocle. And the top
Do hat. Not pass go. Do not collect 200.
We're going to be late for the train, don't you know?
Would you like to know what the Mallard's clue was?
Yeah.
So the one clue they gave, so they the clues were a picture, okay?
Oh.
And the picture for the Mallard was a rotary phone.
Oh, see? Okay, so that makes sense then. I mean, it wasn't like a pocket watch, but was close. No.
Yeah, for the younger audience that may be like, what is a rotary phone? It's the stationary phone with the holes in it. That you got to put your finger in the hole for the number and then flip it back. And then it comes back and then you flip it back again.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Mallard. I'm picking the Mallard. I feel, again, I like the costume, but it does worry me. I feel like if the Mallard goes out Wednesday night, I'm going to be big sad, but I'll have to deal with it.
Yeah, but I feel like the Mallard could also bust a move with his cane.
Ooh, if the Mallard has razzle dazzle.
Yeah, maybe.
I would love
that. It's a possibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, maybe the cane is there to be used as a prop, not for walking support. But you know, you never know. The clue, does that just mean he's old?
Maybe. It's possible. What year was the rotary phone invented?
I mean.
I'm Googling it.
Like,
it was invented.
1800s?
1913. So that gives me nothing. Okay. All right.
Maybe it means that he's like a DJ because it spins around.
So that's possible. Who was the creator of the phone? Was what, Alexander Graham Bell? What if it's someone with the name Bell, like a Le'Veon Bell or a
Oh my God,
Drake
that was
Bell?
My first thought too. And then that would count for.
Yeah.
Has Le'Veon Bell been to the Super Bowl?
You know better than me, even though I'm ahead of you in our fantasy football league.
Okay, well, it's been one game. Okay, let's just cool our jets. Okay,
but the website said I did the best draft.
Yeah, oh my God, you're like clinging to the desperate hope that Yahoo gave you an A- in your draft.
Hey, yeah, no one else got champion. An A. So, all right. Shout out to me.
All right, cool. I like the pick. Okay. I like the pick.
Thank you. All right, you go next.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the person that I thought you were going to pick, and that's the Dalmatian. And that's because in a promo, I saw them dance. And so I thought that you would pick them first because of the razzle dazzle. I like the fact that also that the costume allows for a lot of movement. The Dalmatian is dressed as a like sparkly football player. And I'm optimistic that it will not be an athlete. And I think it will probably be somebody who is more of the performer side of things. So based on the dancing that I saw, the movement that the costume allows, and I think it's red herring with the football costume, I'm really excited about the Dalmatian. The eyes are absolutely terrifying, but I can live with that.
Mm-hmm. That's solid. No, I like the Dalmatian. I was kind of hoping that you would not pick the Dalmatian and I could go for the Dalmatian second. The only thing that scared me off of the Dalmatian was legitimately the whole fact that it was dressed in athletic gear. And I recognize that's stupid because if it's an athlete, it's less likely to be in athletic gear. But I didn't like that part of it. I do like me some razzle dazzle. So you did get me there. And I'm definitely going to probably be upset about this pick. But no, I don't even think the eyes are that terrifying. I feel like we've seen more terrifying eyes before.
Oh, I mean, for sure. We've seen more terrifying eyes, but I'm just saying, like, of all the things, if I had to critique about this costume, that'd be the only thing that I would say I don't like.
Have you seen the feet on this Dalmatian costume? That's going to make dancing hard, it feels like.
I want those look like the most comfortable slippers in the whole wide world. They look so fuzzy. They're these big dog paws. I love them. They're so cute. I mean, the thing is that most of the, oh, you know what? I guess Bow Wow is the frog had those little, like, dapper man shoes. He didn't have like big webbed feet. That's true. That I think that might hold him back. Maybe they'll give him like new little dancing shoes at some point.
Would you like to know the clue for the Dalmatian?
Okay. Is it like something with 101?
No. So that would be ridiculous. The Dalmatian had eagles in its, it was like a clue with like five or six eagles in it.
What, like a bald eagles, like America kind of stuff?
Yeah, like the animal.
I mean, that could honestly be anything. It's like, he's American. Okay. He's an avid bird watcher. All right. He'll be watching the mallard. It could be anything.
What if it's falcons? Does that change
Are they falcons?
I think it was eagles. I'm pretty sure it was eagles, but now I'm doubting myself a little bit.
It's some bird of prey.
Yeah, it's some bird of prey. That was the clue. That didn't give me much. The first thing I thought about, obviously, was the football team. And then, obviously, this is wearing football. That could be just me being worried about it being an athlete. And
that's what I'm hoping. That I can't believe they would do something so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That it's like, oh, he's wearing football pads. He's a football player. I mean, Ken's going to say that, but I'm not. I'm saying I don't think they're going to do that.
But I'm not Ken, so I'm not going to say that. Yeah,
take that.
The pants are bedazzled, are they? The pants are bedazzled, except for the crotchal region, weirdly.
Well, you know, that's got to be quite irritating.
But it's on the outside.
No, it's not the crotch. The crotch is bedazzled. It's like, you know where football players put their hands? Like they have the little hand warmies, the fanny pack, but it's cool. That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like, but I didn't know that's a thing football players had.
Yeah.
They have like a hand warmer slot?
Yeah, like quarterbacks have it. So their hands stay warm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wild. Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah. No. The crotchal region is very much bedazzled.
Yeah, the lower crotchal looks fine. Looks bedazzled. And then the topple crotchal.
All know. We're pro crotch bedazzle. Okay. All right. That's a Dalmatian. Who are you picking? You're up next.
Oh, God. All right. Let me do a quick browse of these characters. Okay. So I feel like one of these, I got to change my strat up. I feel like I always go for like the dapper looking costumes, the cool looking costumes, and it comes back to bite me. Got to pick something silly here, I feel like.
Okay.
And you know what? Oh, God. Liana, this is terrifying. I've never felt this way in a draft before.
Why? Are you nervous?
But on the surface, I don't even look calm and ready. I'm like terrified here.
It's okay.
Don't do that.
Aww.
All right. You know what? Fine. I'm going to make a pick here between the three that I've shortlisted. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick the latest costume they've unveiled to us. I'm going to pick Pepper.
Oh, I hate you. That was my next pick. Okay. All right. Cool. No, I think that's a solid pick.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So Pepper got exclusively revealed to us during the sneak peek that I watched. So Pepper was the last costume they revealed. They're going to reveal one more, the second wild card at the, Thursday episode. Pepper looks very cool to me. So first of all,
is Pepper a wild card? Do we know for
sure? No, Pepper's not. The only wild card we know of is Baby.
Okay.
Yeah. And the second wild card is unknown. But Pepper is basically, this is a hot pepper, right? Like a chili pepper.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a chili pepper and it's got like the what do you call it? Like the green tip of a pepper is like the hair on this mm-hmm. costume. Mm-hmm. Has a pretty big mouth, very big blue eyes. And then are you laughing at me?
It's scary. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well,
it looks like a salsa
it?
Dancer because of the movement. She looks like she is dressed to just razzle dazzle all over that stage.
And I love that.
I love that for you.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So then the other parts of the costume that I like, there's like little chili peppers hanging from the sides of the hip, which I like a lot. And then there's these like really long boots. I feel pretty decent about this pick. As far as the clue goes, Liana, to give you that bit of information here, the clue for the pepper, you know, one of those, and like this might be a science thing, you know, one of those like lamps where if you touch it, it's like electric sparks are like touching the glass.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Do they have a specific name?
I don't know, but the clue wasn't even a lamp like that, but it was like that bulb that's in the middle that has like electric sparks coming out of it.
Yeah, like the one that you put your hands on it and then the...
It looks like your hand is being electrocuted.
Yeah. I've 100% seen those in... what's the... Like the sharper image or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
The like electricity ball hand light.
What is it? Static electricity ball? Yeah, static electricity
ball. Plasma balls. Plasma ball lamp. Okay. Yes. I found it. Okay, yes. Just to give you, just to let you know, electricity ball hand lamp made it.
I don't know if this clue is to do with lamp, with plasma, with ball, but that's what plasma. I saw. That was the Ooh. That's what the clue was. Yeah,
I like lamp. Okay, cool.
There you go.
Yeah, I have no idea how to interpret that. Let's see. Gosh, maybe she's shocking or something like that.
Ooh, maybe it was shocking that the pepper was nominated for a Razzie.
Oh, there we go. Or a Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Or it's shocking that they were able to get the pepper for The Masked Singer season 6.
Could be shocking. Yes. I mean, the look on the pepper's face, she looks quite shocked.
Yeah. The pepper is in complete disbelief.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. All right. I'm going to go with the pepper. So that was going to be my next pick. So now I'm kind of debating between these two different picks. I'm nervous for, I don't know what to do. I'm between two and I don't want to say them out loud because I don't want you to pick my next one. All right. I'm going to go with the bull here.
All right. So the bull was on my short list initially. And then I said, that's why I was like, I got to stop picking the fancy ones. I just can't have all the fancy ones.
Look, I got this simple Dalmatian costume on my team. I think I'm going to go with the bull. I like the way that the bull is posing in this photo, which is really what helped me delineate between the bull and my other pick that I was interested in. I'm nervous about the giant headpiece. The costume looks super dope. The face doesn't look stupid. The way that they designed the nostril makes it look like the Masked Singer logo, which is the coolest thing. Yes, they've got big feet, but you know what they say about a bull with big feet. It's might be tougher for them to dance, but I do think that the little what do you call when a matador has like the little epaulets with the cape on the back, whatever that's called, I think that could come off potentially, which could be cool. Maybe that'll give them more mobility, and maybe the horns aren't as heavy as I think they are. So I'm going with the bull. Love the costume. Excited for the bull.
Yeah, the bull looks like a 10 out of 10. The bull reminds me of the dragon a little bit, which I kind of, as you know, I love me some dragon.
Like the dragon, but in a corset.
Yes. No, I think the bull looks primed for some razzle dazzle action. I'm hoping, at least. If you gotta look closer to the thighs of the bull, does it look padded to you?
That's like never a sentence there. I thought I would hear. So yes, the right thigh is what you're talking about.
Yes, it looks like there's like something like a pillow or something like lumpy.
It does look a little lumpy. And based on the way that the there's something with the proportions that looks interesting. I think they definitely padded the thighs. I don't know why. Maybe it looked weird without the. Yeah, I don't know. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I would wear this for a Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah. So it's a very good Halloween costume.
I'm picking it.
Also, I love that there's little tassels on the bull's horns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the horns are adorned. It also has kind of like a crown thing, like in the top hair. The eyes don't look stupid. mouth isn't open. It's like it's meeting all the criteria for a cool costume.
It does.
Oh my
god!
But remember
eyes,
when I loved the white tiger and then it was Gronk and I was
yep.
Oh no! Okay.
Would you like to know the clue for this one?
Oh no! Yeah.
There was two animals in the photo. There was a tiger and there was a lion. So Joe Exotic, welcome to The Masked Singer.
Oh no, how am I ever going to financially recover from this? Remember when we all just watched Tiger King and was like, yes, all I need in my life is Tiger King memes. There is nothing else. There is only Tiger King.
Oh, that's really for like a whole month during the pandemic. That's all anyone talked about. And then no one talked about it again.
I think, didn't I the other day? I was like, what was the guy from the Lions? I was like, isn't it Joe? It's like not Joe Dirt, but it's like a Joe Dirt type.
A Joe Dirt type is funny.
Oh, man. All right. All right. So I don't know what that means. It could be sports related. It could be like, oh, they played for these two teams. It could be something like you said with big cats. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I'm stoked. The costume.
So there's two I'm stuck between that I want. And I kind of don't want to pick the one you don't. I'm hoping I pick the one you wanted is what okay. I really want.
Okay.
I feel like, but I don't think I'm necessarily going to get it here. But I'm going to take a gamble. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick Skunk.
I hate you.
That was the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The battleship has been sunk. Yeah. The skunk looks really sick. I love the costume. As you can imagine, it's all black and white costume, very fancy dress. The skunk looks like the skunk's going to put on a performance, and I can already mm-hmm. feel it. I feel mm-hmm. energy from this picture. I feel strength. I feel soul. I feel depth. I'm loving the skunk costume, and I mm-hmm. do think the skunk is going to be a good one. I'm hoping at least. Otherwise, I'm going to look a fool. But no, I mean, I think the skunk is a slam dunk pick here.
To me, the skunk, if we're going to have a Gladys Knight type on the show, the skunk would be the costume that I see. It's very much like old Hollywood glamour with kind of like the mink tails and all the ostrich feathers, like all 100%. Of that velvety old fashioned glamour. It looks like she's got a little mole, like beauty mark thing on her face. The hat definitely giving me 20s vibes. So I think that that's probably most likely the archetype that's in this costume. And I think it's a really solid pick.
Thank you. Would you like to know the clue for this? Also, the best part is I wrote all these clues down, but then I didn't study them beforehand to make my pick. So I'm looking at the clues after I'm picking. I'm like, oh, all right. So the clue for the skunk is Elvis.
Elvis. Wait. Okay. Sorry. Scroll back. Lifetime Achievement Award article on Wikipedia. Under yes. E, Elvis Presley. There is an Elvis Presley Lifetime Achievement Award. What does that
okay.
mean? Okay, he received a Lifetime Achievement Award. No, that's not
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when you click it, it's just Elvis. It's just Elvis's Wikipedia page.
I know that, but then why would it be listed under...
I think potential- what we're learning here... is that maybe this list is a little bit shaky at best on Wiki.
Who put Elvis Presley under this? I thought it was like the Elvis Presley Foundation or something that would give out a Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I totally just made that up, but.
Well, Elvis does have a daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, who is an American singer and songwriter.
Oh, my God.
Could that be
that would be that would that's be wild if it was actually Lisa Marie Presley. Yeah, I mean that's so obvious.
No, it can't be her. It can't be her. No,
it can't
no,
be
no,
her.
No.
Can't be her.
No, we.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
No.
So stop copying me.
Stop
so
copying.
I like the pick. I think it's a good pick, and I'm gonna pat myself
yeah.
on the back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So
please
I'm
don't
starting
pick my
to-
next one.
Okay, well, I can't guarantee that. I'm starting to get to the, I'm not going to say bottom of the barrel because that's not appropriate, but I am sort of started to lump in like people I thought would be true contenders and people that maybe fall more under the gimmick side of things. Beach ball, I'm looking at you. But there's someone who I think kind of maybe falls on the edge of that, and I'm going to pick them here. I'm going to pick the octopus.
Ah, that was the one.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case. The octopus, I think, he looks like he's got a lot of swag. He sort of looks like the mallard, but maybe older. I don't know why that's the vibe I'm getting, from the octopus. I think it's the way that he's standing. It gives me very skeleton vibes. Mm-hmm. But I love the little hand fingery things. Those look so cool. He looks like very big pimpin' in his purple suit. No cane, but he does have the pimp hat on with the little tentacles coming out of it. The face is absolutely terrifying, but I can live with it.
Okay. Yeah. So the octopus for me kind of gave me, because of the purple theme, took me right back to the frog, which was Bow Wow, right? And mm-hmm. I definitely do love the tentacles on the side. The fingers kind of weird me out because all five fingers are tentacles on both hands. And then there's tentacles coming off the hat. But then the creepiest thing is the little mustache on the octopus. But then are there two gold teeth in the octopus's mouth?
Yeah, he's got two gold teeth. He's got gold chains around his neck and like in his pockets. Maybe he has a pocket watch. He has a total of at least what I can see from here of 12, 13, 14, 15, like 16 tentacles, which like, I don't know much about octopi, but like, I'm pretty sure they don't have 16 tentacles that come out of their hat, hands, and coats, mm-hmm. you know, classic octopi coats, but it's weird. The face is furry, which I thought was a choice. They didn't go for like a latex face. They went for a fuzz choice. The eyebrows are kind of terrifying.
It looks
a
little
photoshopped. The glasses are too close together. They don't leave enough room for his little. Do octopuses have noses?
No, they don't. If they do, it's Voldemort style, where it's like little like slits on the face, I think.
An octopus smell.
Do you say smell?
Oh, the suckers. Apparently, they can smell through their. Suckers?
Sure. We're learning new things on this podcast every day. I don't like that the mustache doesn't look symmetrical. That's going to bug me if that's the case.
I honestly couldn't even tell it was a mustache.
Could be like a sucker piercing.
It looks a little bit like a septum piercing, but a bullhorn septum piercing. Like it doesn't loop. It goes, yeah. You know what I mean? Like not like the loop, but it just goes straight out.
I think it's a mustache, though, because I had a hoodie that had that mustache on it.
Okay. Well, it's too small for his face.
It definitely is. I barely noticed it until I zoomed in. So,
yeah.
Would you like to know the clue for the octopus?
Yes.
It's a glass of milk with a cookie. Milk and cookies.
What's the, if you give a mouse a cookie?
What?
Have you ever read that book?
No. Tell me more.
Okay, it's this book. If you give a mouse a cookie, he'll probably ask for a glass of milk. And then if you give him milk, he'll ask you for a straw. And when he's done with that, he'll ask you for a napkin. I don't remember what the moral of the story is.
That's the first thing that came to your mind was this book.
If you give a mouse a cookie, he'll want a glass of milk.
How is that the first thing you thought of?
Again, I don't know why we ever try to think about what goes on inside my brain. What is the moral of that story? Is it like, don't give people what they want?
I don't know.
Maybe there's no moral. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. That was the first thing I thought of. Probably not that. What if it's someone from a Got Milk campaign?
That's a long list of people in it. Like, it's a lot of people.
Yeah. But that's a start.
I mean, maybe. Okay, milk and cookies. Does that rhyme with anything? Do you hear any rhymes there?
Milk and cookies.
Season rookie. What if it's a rookie, an athlete rookie of some sort?
This character looks older, though.
You're basing this off the face of the mask?
The way that they're standing.
Huh.
Okay, I'm going to go Google Got Milk campaign spokesperson. Can I find a list of the people? Oh my God, they've gotten so many. Okay, Jessica Alba, Elton John, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, Tom Brady. Oh, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Steven Tyler. Okay, there's too many. Never mind. You were right. There's too many.
See, there's too many people. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, my God. It's my turn, isn't it? Okay.
It is your turn.
Damn. All right. So I'm between, truthfully, I'm between two performers here.
Mm-hmm.
And I co-sign what you've said. I think that we're getting to a portion now where it's going to be rather difficult to differentiate between the contestants and why I'm picking them. But in the sneak peek, they showed us one performer sing.
Oh,
a foreign
hey.
Song, a French song, okay? And they weren't like the best, but also they were pretty decent. And it's one of those things where I feel like I can pick it as a failsafe, and I think mm-hmm. that at least they will make it past the first episode, which is what I will be rooting for with a pick. I would want to get the first boot. So I'm going to pick the Queen of Hearts here.
Okay. This one, when I first saw it, very much terrified me. It reminded me of lips. It's a whole heart with legs, but it has the lips and it's got like the arms coming out of the heart, but it only
yes.
has one eye.
It does only have one eye. As yeah. one eye on the right side, the left side, there's no heart or no eye, but there is a crown on top of the left hump of the heart. Like, you know how a heart has
yes.
two humps? It's on the left hump. And then on the right hump, it's like a punk rock mohawk kind of thing, spiky going on.
Oh my God. I am so humped for this season of The Masked Singer. Okay. So I like it if I could get rid of the arms and the legs, but then I realized that that's the person inside. I think it's actually kind of a cool piece of art if I remove the human inside, but obviously I can't do that. So it's still terrifying to me, but I like it much more than when I did the first time I saw it.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty okay with this, but yeah, so they did a French song in the preview, which I think, the wiki has it written as the first ever season where a contestant sings a song not in English. So mm-hmm. there you go. As far as the clue goes for the Queen of Hearts, it was a horse. So
I got nothing. Equestrian is a voice on BoJack Horseman. Could be like genuinely could be anything. That means nothing to me.
It gives us nothing. Yeah. But
okay.
I'm excited.
Go on, girl.
Very
Give
excited.
Us nothing. I am going to go for a contest. Okay. I don't remember if I drafted the snow owls in their season, but I definitely drafted the Russian nesting dolls. So I'm going to draft the one double person team, Banana Split, Come to Mama, Love Me Some Ice Cream, Love Me Some Bret Michaels, even though this is definitely not Bret Michaels. It's another banana. That's fine. That's fine. I can accept that. Taking Banana Split for my team.
Not a bad pick here. This is the first ever costume that is a pair on The Masked Singer that isn't limited to one costume. Because the Snow Owls were limited to that ridiculous egg that they had to mm-hmm. sit in the whole time. The Russian Nesting Dolls obviously were separate performers. But this is truly the first time there's a pair where they can both do Razzle Dazzle. And I think that is going to be a lethal combo if they can. And in the photo, in the promotional graphic for Banana Split, the ice cream part of the pair is doing a literal split, which gives me hope that they are also athletic and therefore can give me some Razzle Dazzle. This is a good pick.
I think they're going to have the Razzle Dazzle. I think it's going to be great to be able to see them move around the stage. I just don't know if they can sing. Like that
could be a problem.
Yeah, that could be a problem. But I'm hoping that even if they can't sing the Razzle Dazzle, I'll take them deep enough.
I honestly feel like that should be the case and will be the case. We've seen if someone like the White Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if the White Tiger can do some stuff and get somewhere, I feel like they're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's Truthfully. What I'm saying. At least for the initial part.
Yes, exactly. No, I think this is a good pick, Liana. I think you nailed it. This is a pretty decent pick, especially this far into the old picks.
Did the Banana Split have a clue?
Banana Split did have a clue. So the Banana Split's clue, there were three dice, okay? Three dice, three red dice, and all of the dice had the number two on them.
Hmm. Six? Two, two, two?
Six. Two times three. Three by two. Two by three.
Two times two times two. So it's eight. Huh?
No, it means it's not nothing. It's not two cubed.
Okay. I don't know what that means. Again, makes nothing, makes no sense to me. I like that they changed up the costume for the banana a little bit, that it's not actually the banana. It's like the peel of the banana. And then you can see the sprinkles and the ice cream. It's like very much a mix of the ice cream costume with the banana costume. The banana split part of it, like not the ice cream part of it. She's terrifying. Her face is very terrifying. And I don't understand why her body is silver. Is she the bowl? I don't know.
She's the spoon, probably, right?
You think she's the spoon?
Maybe. So, yeah. Okay. So the banana is a banana face with hard eyes and then a yellow suit with chocolate on the shoulders with sprinkles on them. Then the ice cream side, it's like a scoop of strawberry ice cream for the head. And then it's like whipped cream for the hair with a cherry on top. The eyes are massive. And then the body is all silver with a chocolate corset with vanilla, a scoop of vanilla, a scoop of strawberry, and a scoop of chocolate on the skirt.
Classic Neapolitan. I wonder if that's a clue. Probably not.
Probably not. No, I think this season, all these seasons almost mesh together when they give you that, like the previews, but I'm pretty sure this season, the costumes will also have clues on them.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, really?
I believe so. Yes.
Oh, wish I'd known that for the Dalmatian. No, they still wouldn't be that obvious.
I feel like that's too, it's like Elvis being Elvis's daughter. That's way too close. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Right. Okay, who are you picking?
Oh my God. Okay, so I am not so much conflicted about this one. I think I know where I'm going to go. I might live to regret this decision, but I'm going to pick one of the more mobile contestants remaining on the board. I feel like everyone else has a little bit of difficulty pulling off some razzle dazzle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Cupcake here.
Mm, okay, Cupcake reminds me of the tree.
Yes, yes, I agree. So the Cupcake is a top heavy costume because the entire top all the way to like above the knees is the Cupcake wrapper, Cupcake top, like all the Cupcake stuff there. The hands come out next to the eyes on this costume. And then there is a set of lips, but the lips have a little bit of an edge to them. So it makes it look like it's smirking, which I like. And then the legs are, it's two lime green, like knee-high boots.
They look very short, whomever this is.
Like height-wise?
Yeah, don't they just look really short? Like, look how far down. The little cupcake part comes all the way down to the knees.
Yeah, but we don't know how big the cupcake is.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right. Yeah. I'm happy with the Cupcake pick. It's cute. It's very like kid friendly. I understand why they're using it in a lot of their promos. It's like simple and adorable and it doesn't terrify me. So, you know, at this point, like great pick.
And I'm hoping that them using it in the promos is a good sign, is a good omen. Hopefully we'll see.
Yeah.
The Cupcake's clue was a compass.
Oh my God, the flashbacks of me being frustrated at the Masked Singer clues is like rushing back to me, because at first I'm like all excited, I'm like, ooh, okay, a compass, what does that mean? And now I'm thinking nothing. Like genuinely anything.
Yeah,
all right, maybe they're just good at directions, we'll never know.
So okay, so we're left with, before you make your pick, the costumes remaining are Jester, Hamster, Caterpillar, Beach Ball, and Baby, and then the unnamed 16th one, which we have a picture of, but we don't necessarily know what it is, but we'll call it the Blowfish.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like. I have Blowfish thing written in my notes. I'm going to leave, just like, I'm just going to tell you straight out, I'm leaving the Blowfish thing just because it's still unnamed. I don't know. I feel like I want to pick one of the OGs, and I'm going to go with Hamster. Hamster looks like Alvin and the Chipmunks, looks like it's going to be bopping around. Maybe not so much mobility, but it could be surprising.
Genuinely, I think the hamster is going to be like a rapper. I feel like the hamster is like this cute and cuddly thing. And then it's going to open its mouth and it's like the baddest rapper. It's going to be so good.
It's going to like spit straight fire.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, but it just reminds me of Alvin and the Chipmunks. I mean, I know chipmunks and hamsters are different things, but that's it gives me total Alvin and the Chipmunks vibe. So that's the voice I'm expecting to come out of it. So if it's some especially like deep voiced rapper, I'm going to be very in shooketh.
In shook. Yeah. So the hamster, there's not much to describe. It's just a hamster top to bottom with like some jewelry on the neck, which is like gemstones by the looks of it. It's just stones, like different colored stones, like orange, light blue, green, red, yellow, purple. And so like it's like all the colors.
Yeah, and then like a bedazzled headset with those same jewel tones.
Yes.
I just, it looks like something from an animated kids movie. I could see plushies of this creature being sold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with you on that. The clue for the hamster was a whistle.
Maybe an athlete?
So it could be an athlete, right? It could be that could immediately throw us to the athlete. But what about rapper Too Short, who has a song very popularized known as Blow the Whistle?
Oh, there you go. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
If that actually is what it is, I'm going to be shooketh.
If I nailed it off that, just blow the whistle and give me the crown. I've nailed it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Who cares about the draft? You won.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of draft, who'd you pick?
It's my turn. I haven't picked anyone yet.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So it's between Jester, Blowfish, Baby, Beach Ball, and that's it. This is going to be difficult. So I'll tell you this. The Beach Ball, its mouth moves akin to a puppet. So it's the third costume in the series to be puppety.
Ugh.
Just the heads up on that.
I hate it. I hate the Beach Ball. So if you want the Beach Ball, you can move the Beach Ball. Okay. You're going to take the Caterpillar.
No. I'm not going to pick the Caterpillar. No.
You're not going to pick
the I'm going to pick the Blowfish here. I know that the Blowfish is unannounced. I honestly, this might not even be the picture from this season. It might be we're getting fooled by this Blowfish thing. But I'm intrigued. I like the idea of having a wild card on my team because, again, that means that they're not going home first. They might go home second or third, but they're not going to be the first one. I guess third because, like, the first night two are getting unmasked. So yeah.
I mean,
give me the Blowfish.
The fact that they're revealing the wild card so early, it makes me feel better about having them in contention to actually win. The costume, from what we can tell, although the face is kind of creepy looking, the body, I really like the dress. It's really gorgeous. It looks like something I would see on Drag Race. So I like the way that looks. And they it's like a still of an action shot, and they look like they're bopping.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. The Blowfish's face doesn't look too big that it's going to be a hindering helmet. And then with the dress looks phenomenal. And I feel like it gives you enough room to like razzle dazzle and move, which gives me hope. So that's why I've taken the Blowfish here. Obviously, the Blowfish being unannounced has no clues.
Yeah, no clues. Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the Caterpillar. I don't think they're going to win, but I'm excited. They look really cute. Once I started paying a little bit more attention to the details, they've got little braces and they look really adorable. And they've got kind of one of those like headset mics to the side and they kind of look sad. And I want to root for them.
The Caterpillar kind of has the B movie face going on.
It's like the Alice in Wonderland caterpillar mixed with the B movie face mixed with the kid from Finding Nemo. Like the adult kid, not the adult kid, but the human kid. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The girl with the pigtails or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Very much that vibe.
The Caterpillar has the most blank ever to its name. You know how like the baby alien was like the first puppet and that kind of stuff? The Caterpillar is the longest costume they've ever had on the show.
Ooh.
Yes.
But it's not two people. It's just one person, but with like a long little butt on the back.
Yeah. Think of the llama from a couple seasons ago. It's got an extended back. And it's got two sets of shoes that are not operated by the person in the costume. So only the front feet are the costume. And then the back 2 feet kind of drag along behind the Caterpillar.
Yeah. Yeah, I am nervous that the caterpillar is going to fall under like the llama Drew Carey slot. But I do think that Drew Carey should have gone further, whatever. But it's cute. It's adorable. It's also scary, but it looks so sad. I just want to tell it everything's going to be okay.
A little caterpillar. The caterpillar.
Ew,
clue?
It's a caterpillar with teeth, though. Now that's actually really kind of grossing me out. I don't like it.
And what is on the side of its face? Is that like the mic? Its microphone?
Yeah, it's its little microphone.
Yeah. The caterpillar's clue is that Taylor Swift will probably know who they are. They said, I can say Taylor would know who I am, specifically this Taylor, and there's a picture of Taylor Swift.
Okay. So someone kind of famous-y that has performed with Taylor Swift? Or at least knows them? I don't know.
Someone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. But there you have it. That is the caterpillar. And now we are down to, what, the final three here? Mm-hmm. We've got Beach Ball, we've got Baby, and we've got Jester still on the board.
What are you going to go with?
Okay, so the Beach Ball, I'm going to talk it out with you. The Beach Ball is a puppet. And like, puppets don't have a good history on making it far on this show. And the Beach Ball looks very stationary. I don't like that. You know me. I like movement with my characters. So I'm not going to pick the Beach Ball. That leaves the Jester and the Baby. And like, I don't want to give this Baby anything, you know? And then the Jester looks scary and it's got a bit of a gut, but I don't know anything about the Jester besides them. The Jester's like the only one without a proper picture, which is weird. God, I'm going to hate this. I'm going to hate this so much. I'm going to hate this so much. Give me Baby.
No!
I'm
going to take Baby. I hate you. I was really hoping I'd get stuck with the Baby. Ugh, man. Baby's creepy. That's like, obviously I had to tell Mike Bloom about it when we recorded the...
Mike Bloom's going to hate this.
He was like utterly terrified from the moment that I told him. And I was like, yeah, it's very terrifying. I think another thing about it, it's got... The way the promo pic, it looks like a zombie. The hands are way too big proportionally. It's got a little bib that says Baby's first show. Like, just everything about it is creepy.
Liana, open the podcast.
Yeah, I see it. It's creepy. It's got one tooth. I hate it. It is very creepy looking.
It also comes with a moniker. This is the biggest costume they've ever had.
Wait, it's biggest a giant baby?
Had. It's a massive baby.
Oh, no.
It's the largest costume they've ever had.
Oh, no. Oh, God, that's so terrifying.
I know. And also Baby is the confirmed wild card. So we're not going to see Baby sadly till the Thursday episode or thankfully. No,
thankfully. We'll see. Thankfully. Yeah, thankfully. Okay. Yeah, so does Baby have a clue?
Baby's clue was verbal and I had to watch it again to confirm that it was verbal and it wasn't a visual clue. But the Baby said, okay, and I'm referencing the Baby's words here. Baby said, I've never claimed to be classy, especially when I get gassy. Watch this not have been the clue, and I thought it was the clue. I think it's the clue. But
no, I mean, it's a baby, right? So I think they're trying to lean into the babiness of it all. But
not classy, but gassy. But like gassy. Put the pedal on the gas like a driver,
like smelly.
No, we don't know that.
We don't know. Oh, you think you think this is like a Fast and the Furious kind of gassy? Like Baby's about to hit the NOS, baby.
Baby is Vin Diesel. Let's just all go home and declare me the winner.
Yeah, I mean, we've been new. All right, I am going to leave you with the Beach Ball. As terrifying as the Jester is, I can't in good conscience pick a thing that like either just sits there or maybe rolls around if we're lucky. I'm going to go with the absolutely terrifying Jester.
Yeah, the Jester looks very creepy.
It looks very scary looking. Somehow, maybe scarier than the Baby.
I think so because it's got like the eyes look very scary. The mouth is very similar to the Scream Ghostface. Yeah, it looks similar to Ghostface. And yeah, I don't, it's, and it's full, it's red and white is the color scheme for the Jester.
Which gives me Saw movie vibes. Mm-hmm. And with the white face, and the eyebrows are tilted down, so it looks evil. I am going to have nightmares about this, like I said.
The Jester's clue was red roses, a bunch of red roses.
That it murdered someone. That's the clue. I don't know. That's what I'm getting. It just...
It could be like a Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise thing, maybe. What about Guns N' Roses? That could be a clue.
No murder.
Or murder. I don't know why you want to put that out there.
I can't get past the whole... Yeah, I don't know. All right. All right, but fine. I'll take Jester on my team.
That leaves me with good old Beach Ball. All right. So Beach Ball is okay. So it's like there's like a patch of sand underneath the beach ball. There's a bucket next to it. There's like a little starfish, a little seagull next to it. So those are some of the things you see by the beach. So there's a shovel. You know me, I like digging a hole at the beach. So this is perfect. I'm happy about that. The beach ball is blue, white, and red. Blue on the left side, white on the middle, red on the side. It's got orange eyebrows, and then it's got big eyes with eyelashes and lips. The blue, white, and red, it looks like the French flag. I don't know if that's a clue. Probably not. And then the clue that they gave us, Liana, is it's two Band-Aids, but they're taped diagonally, so it's forming an X.
Okay, so like X marks the spot.
Yes, very much so.
Dig under the sand, under the beach ball.
Under the beach. Okay, so that's it, right? We got everyone?
We did it.
Can you give us a recap of who has who?
Yes, okay. The final teams are Puya has Mallard, Pepper, Skunk, Queen of Hearts, Cupcake, the Blowfish thingy, Baby, and Beach Ball. And I have on my team Mother Nature, Dalmatian, Bull, Octopus, Banana Split, Hamster, Caterpillar, and Jester.
I feel like you're going to whoop my butt. I really do. I don't know why, but your team sounds better to me.
No, don't put that out there in the universe. I believe in you. The Mallard's going to bring it home. And then you're going to feel like, Mallard. Yes, I made the right first pick.
Yeah.
I think I got the piglet like in the last round because I think we were both just so terrified by it.
We did not rate the piglet at all. So that was very obvious what we were doing there. We were not into the piglet, and then the piglet smoked everybody. So there you go. All right.
There you go.
So that covers the draft and the preview of the Masked Singer contestants of season 6. We're very excited for it to come back. It's going to be the same 4 judges. We didn't talk about this before. Same 4 judges. Nick Cannon, still the host of the show. That's not changing. We have heard of some guest judges that are already scheduled for the show.
Okay. Yeah. It's like our usual fare, right?
So Joel McHale's coming back. That's not surprising. Cheryl Hines is coming back. Leslie Jordan is going to make an appearance, and Will.i.am is going to make an appearance.
Oh, isn't that because Will.i.am is hosting, or not hosting, but is one of the panelists on the Alter Ego show?
Yes. So he is a guest. He is a judge on that show. So that show, the judges are Alanis Morissette, him, Grimes, and Nick Lachey. They're the 4 judges.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. But talk about the piglet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, sorry. Can I read you something that I just read on one of the articles?
Absolutely.
So, you know how earlier, you know how earlier I said that Robin Thicke and Nicole will duet with the finalists?
Yeah.
Okay. The semifinalists from each group will duet with a celebrity singer.
Oh, like on So I Think I Can See Your Voice. Was that So I Think I Can See Your Voice?
It was I Can See Your Voice, and it bugs me that you still don't know the name of that show.
What was the show where they had to – was that really that show? No, I don't think it was that show. I think there was another show that No, you know what? I don't know. I got nothing. What was the one where they had to duet? It was a Fox singing show, and then there was a time where they had to duet with the others, and there was a rotating guest. I feel like Cheryl Hines was there.
Okay, then that's I Can See Your Voice.
Are you sure?
Yes. Cheryl Hines was on that show. That's why she got a guest judge spot on Masked Singer.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay. Well, this show isn't on Fox. It's on ABC, the one we're about to talk about. But last season, we put a challenge out for our listeners. We said, hey, if you give us this amount of reviews on iTunes, we will watch Holy Moly 3D and 2D. Because we made a joke about it on a podcast. And then there were quite a few people that were like, give it a chance, watch it. We're like, okay, if we get our reviews, we'll do it. We got the reviews. And Liana, we both have watched Holy Moly 3D and 2D episode 1 for the first time.
Yes. I got way more invested than I thought I would, but then I also got invested in Ultimate Tag, so I shouldn't have been all that surprised. Holy Moly 2D and 3D very much gave me Wipeout vibes. Like, it was the putt-putt version of Wipeout.
Liana, I loved the show so much. I
really?
Had so much fun. I had so much fun watching it. I was laughing. I was invested in the specific contestants. It was like, why have I not been watching this show? Like, I genuinely will be going back to finish season 3 now. For sure. For sure. I had so much fun.
Wow. So you really liked it. I was like, yeah, this is fine. This is fun. I mean, I really liked Rob Riggle. I always liked him from when he was on The Daily Show. So it was nice to see him in a project. But I okay. Well, I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, because Rob Riggle is great. He was great on the panel. I love how the panel, the two of them were both serious and jokey with each other. And I love that they roasted the contestants. Roasting the contestants is very underrated in these shows for me. And I love that they just went in on it. And it really did give me the Wipeout vibes, because the way the show's formatted is it's mostly mini golf. But every round of mini golf also had like a Wipeout component to it, where if you completed an obstacle, you would, you know, be given no penalties. But if you messed up the obstacle, you would get a +1 stroke, a penalty stroke, which was genius.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if they could really make mini golf into a whole show. So they had to have something along those lines. But it wasn't just the Wipeout, like the physical components of Wipeout with the other obstacles along the way. Cause they did the Wipeout has that like punch wall, you know, where they have to like run and then get punched out. And this was the same thing, but with corn cobs, like corn, like popcorn popping out of the corn cob.
Yes.
But it was the commentary as well. It felt very much like they're making jokes. They've got like puns. It was like there was a surprisingly, I think, a lot of writing that went into this, or at least a lot of improv from the Rob Riggle. And what's the other guy's name?
Tom Sump. Hold on.
Tom something. But it was very much like Rob
it's
Riggle
Joe
would say something.
Tessitore. Joe,
okay, sure,
it's Joe.
Joe something. So not Joe Exotic, but it was very much Rob Riggle would say something and Joe would just laugh and like break character. So I don't know if he's improvising there, but I enjoyed
it. I love it. Yeah, I enjoyed it very much. And the way it worked was there were 8 participants and then they each did a 1v1. So 4 matchups for the first round. The winners of those rounds would then face off in the final 4 round, 1v1. And then the final 2 would face off. And then the winner goes on, I guess, to the finale, where if they win the finale, they win $250,000.
Okay, which I will tell you, they said, they get their shot at $250,000. I swear to God, they said billion. And I was like, there is no way this show is giving out $250,000,000. I had to go back and re-listen. I was like, okay, thank God.
That is ridiculous that you for even a second entertained that. That is $250 million for this, for mini golf.
I know.
Why are we not signed up to win this?
Well, this is like Big Brother finally upped their prize money to $750,000. And I'm like, okay, but it's totally believable that Holy Moly 2D and 3D would have $250 million as the prize pool. Like Elon Musk is out here funding. It's a Jeff Bezos project. Like the billionaires of the world are out here. No.
And there were a couple standout characters for me along the way for this first episode. First, there was Jose Alvarez, which I really liked. He was like a 51-year-old man who worked, 30 years as a golf course attendant. And then also in his backyard has constructed his very own mini golf course.
Yes, he's very much clearly invested in the sport of mini golf here, which was really fun to see. He seemed to be the one who was like the most passionate about it and had like some type of real genuine investment in mini golf. I mean, 30 years and then to build a miniature golf course in your backyard, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. And then the other one was just an abomination, but it was Tracy, who was like a older surfer. And she called herself the twerking queen, and then she twerked every chance she got, but it really wasn't twerking.
It was, yeah, it was like when your cat is going to throw up a hairball kind of movement.
Yeah.
So like,
kind yeah, of which thing. Rob Riggle said, and it was on point. I was like, oh, that's what it is for sure. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It was ultimately a fun time. I enjoyed myself. I don't know how many episodes I'd watch before I'm like tired of it, but this was a very easy show to, it's one of those shows where if I'm doing something else, I would definitely throw this on easily.
Yeah. I think there were enough laughs in the background and enough look at the end of the day. I may be a PhD in science, but I'm a simple woman. And people smacking in to large foam obstacles will always make me laugh. So when there was one particular obstacle, they had to like swing down on this rope thing, like holding on to this bar and then grab onto a giant candy cane. And they just smacked right into it. Hilarious. Quality content.
10 out of 10 content.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. So. To those of you that gave us the ratings and reviews to make that happen, thank you so much. We genuinely got enjoyment out of it. And you were right. Okay. You were right. We were very happy with this choice and we appreciate you. Now that concludes this podcast. Sadly, we must leave now, which is okay because we'll be back literally in 1 week now to talk about the first two episodes of The Masked Singer. It's a 2-night premiere and we'll be here to talk about both of them on the next podcast. Liana, where can people find you and what other stuff do you have going on?
You can follow me on Twitter at Liana RHAP podcasting with Mike a lot. Actually, I've done 2 podcasts with Mike in the last few days. We covered the update on Big Brother. So the last contestants to be evicted, we covered those through a few weeks. And then we also did a preview for Survivor season 41. Masked Singer is back. Survivor is back. All is right with the world. And so you can hear Mike and I break down our thoughts on the cast, as well as, of course, hear what the casuals had to say about the contestants, which was an absolute blast. So check that out. And I'm going to be wrapping up Lego Masters. The finale of Lego Masters is happening actually right now, or already happened. So going to stay off the internet for a bit. But Marisa and I will get together to talk about everything from the last 2 episodes.
Amazing. And I honestly, like, Big Brother casuals ruined Casuals Corner for Big Brother. So I'm very excited for the Survivor side of things to come back. And I can't wait. I can't wait to check out the latest BNB. You can find me on Twitter at Puyaism. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I stream there 3 times a week. Come say hi. And then as far as podcasting operations go, 90 Day Fiance, still going strong. Always been going strong. Well, it feels like forever go strong. I was back again this week with Brian Scally to talk all about season 3, episode 3 of 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. But then 90 Day Fiancé Bears All premiered their 2nd season on Discovery Plus. So at the end of the podcast, I talked about that a little bit. So you can check that out over on the 90 Day Fiancé Wrap Up podcast. As far as Big Brother goes, there's still a couple weeks left before that's done. I will still be talking about it Friday mornings at 11 a.m. with Taryn Armstrong for the live feed updates on everything that goes on Thursday. And then this week, additionally, I will be on talking about the 2nd double eviction of the season, the 2-hour episode. I'll be on to talk about that on the podcast with Rob and Co over on the Big Brother feed, as well as the RHAP feed proper. And last but not least, if you are a listener and you enjoyed this content, please leave a rating and review for us over on robinsonwebsite.com/maskedsinger. That's M-A-S-K-E-D singer. We appreciate all feedback. So definitely let us know. That'll help us, you know, improve on the product we're putting out there and make sure that we know exactly how you feel about the nonsense that we're about to throw upon you week in, week out during this Masked Singer season. Liana, is there anything else we need to talk about before we leave?
I think we're ready to go. Ready for another season of my terrible guesses. Hopefully of people that are at least alive. Like, that's the bare minimum criteria I'm going for. But talking about The Masked Singer with you is always a fun time.
I'm talking Masked Singer is a fun time with you too. I definitely do enjoy it. And I love our nonsense that we get to spew on here.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Nonsense indeed.
And definitely, you know what? Let us know on Twitter whose team you agreed with more. That would be very cool. At Liana RHAP and at Puyaism, let us know whose team you think is going to take the crown. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will unmask you next week with the premiere of Masked Singer Season 6. Until then, take care, everybody.
Who's under there? I wonder. I want to know, but I can't see. Who's under there? I want to talk about this endlessly with you. Who's under there? I wonder.